Brad Locke.
And I'm Gene Phelps, and this is Prep Rally.
We're talking Northeast Mississippi High School sports, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome into another episode of Prep Rally, a podcast and webcast produced by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. I'm your host, Brad Locke, along with Gene Phelps, senior sports writer for the Daily Journal. Gene, how are you on this Wednesday, sir?
I tell you what, I'm getting overwhelmed looking at this spring playoff schedule we've got coming up. We are loaded this week with high school baseball playoffs and softball playoffs, and throw in a little track and field, North State, and team tennis.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. A lot on your plate. How many teams do we have in the playoffs there, Gene?
I was counting this morning. 28 baseball teams from our coverage area remain in the playoffs. And
wow,
the winners this week will essentially advance to the state quarterfinals. So we're in the second round of baseball with 28 teams remaining. So
wow,
we will lose some, but we got a pretty good representation there. As we were talking before the show,
yeah,
I think we could have teams in five of the six classes, and I'm still not going to rule out Tupelo.
Talk about in the finals.
In the finals, this final series, we've got that many decent teams with shots to be down there.
And you got how many softball teams?
23 softball teams.
Good grief.
With four classes, almost. I'll go out I won't be on a limb and guarantee you that we'll have four teams down in Jackson in classes 1, 2, 3, and 4 for sure.
Okay. So that all got started last week, softball and baseball playoffs. The first rounds are all complete, I believe. Second round of softball got going. Most teams yesterday, had a couple teams play Monday. Baseball, when does the baseball start back? Friday for most teams?
It's Friday, Saturday, Monday. Okay. Softball finishes. They're in the second round. That will be game twos and threes. They always play one and then second and third if necessary. Those games will be tomorrow, Thursday.
Okay.
The next round of softball will be Monday and Tuesday
of next week. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, that's what we're going to talk about a lot on the program today, baseball playoffs, softball playoffs. So, as mentioned, Gene, we'll have a little bit of track and field and tennis, and we'll have the athletes of the week that we have every week. We honor a couple of area athletes for their exploits. Quick reminder to follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps, and you can listen a variety of ways. Again, this is a webcast and a podcast. If you're watching this, but just want to listen later on, you can listen on iTunes, your podcast app, or at preprally.djournal.com. And if you're listening to this podcast Wednesday afternoon or whenever and want to go back and watch the webcast, just watch the replay at djournal.com. Okay, Gene, let's talk baseball. First round in the books. As you mentioned, we have 28 baseball teams from the Northeast Mississippi area still alive, entering the second round. Some first round results, Gene. Who are some of the teams we still have alive note?
I'll tell you one team, and we'll start with the big teams and work our way down. We've got Tupelo, got a first round bye. They play Starkville, a former rival.
Yep.
And it's still a rival. Starkville defeated DeSoto Central in a best of three series. You remember DeSoto Central the last couple of years was loaded with Division I talent.
Yeah, that's right.
Not so loaded anymore, and lost to Starkville. So Tupelo and Starkville will play a best of three series, and
Tupelo's coming has a Tupelo had a first round bye.
They did, so I could see Tupelo winning this series and moving on. I do. I think they may have played Starkville one time this year.
Yeah, they used to be division rivals. Now they're in separate divisions. Starkville's in Division 1, 6A, Tupelo's Division 2.
Yeah. And I believe Starkville has dropped down before to 5A, then come back up to 6A.
I believe that's right.
So, anyway, the rivalry may not be what it seemed when Larry Harmon and who was the other coach down there? Carlisle.
Danny Carlisle, yeah.
Danny Carlisle and Larry Harmon had some really good rivalries, Starkville and Tupelo High baseball, but Justin Reed, first year Tupelo coach,
doing well.
I think Tupelo could make a run to play down at Pearl.
Yeah. Okay. So, what else we got?
You've got Boy, Oxford. Have we ever talked about Oxford?
They've got to buy as well.
They got to buy. They'll be playing Center Hill. I don't see Oxford really having that much trouble till they get down to maybe the championship series and meet a team out of the South. And there's usually some good baseball down there on the coast in 5A. So
right, it'll be interesting
to see what happens there. And you've got Saltillo is alive. They play Grenada. Grenada's having a pretty good season. Grenada beat Tupelo in the season-ending game.
Okay.
And they're a pretty good ball club. So that's going to be a tough series for Saltillo.
Okay.
If you look at 4A, Amory's had a good season. They play Caledonia. Corinth's at Cleveland. Ripley, a team we've talked about, a 20-plus win team, is playing Kosciuszko.
Yeah, Ripley, they had a three-game series with Itawamba AHS. All three games were blowouts. Ripley obviously won two of three, but the game they lost like 10-0. I believe it was. And correct me if I'm wrong, Gene. I believe Itawamba was playing without VJ Miller that last game. He'd gotten ejected in game two, I guess it was, for hitting a batter. And then the ruling was he was suspended for the next game. So certainly that didn't help the Indians there.
He watched his final game.
Right, right.
From the
But he's going to go on and play quarterback, I believe, in college, isn't he?
Yes, I believe he signed with.
I'm trying to remember who he signed with now.
Don't ask me those kinds of questions.
Sorry, Gene, threw you off. That wasn't on the script.
No. Slippery Rock, I believe, is where he's going.
Slippery Rock. You got to get the Slippery Rock score in, guys. So anyway, but Ripley's a good team, and so they moved on. And anyway, go ahead. What else we got there? And for you got Houston and Lafayette.
Houston. That we should know be what kind of team Houston's got.
Could be a good series. Year, yeah, Lafayette. Coming off a good series win. I forget who it was they beat, Gene, but
yes. Oh, Pontotoc.
Pontotoc, yeah. I thought it was, yeah, another area
You're
team.
Making me think today. I appreciate
keeping
that.
Keeping
you on your, the old brain.
Keeping you on your toes, Gene. And looking at some of these matchups, we do have some other matchups involving area teams. Look at Potts Camp and East Union in 2A. East Union's having a good year, aren't they?
They are. East Union has a good year just about all the time.
Pretty much.
In baseball.
Yeah, they do.
What a program they've had out there, and they've been consistent. Calhoun City plays at Leland. Saw Ingomar play last week. They play at Strayhorn. Saw Ingomar Bruce, one of the better games I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
Came down to the last inning, looked like they were going. Ingomar was beat, came back and scored three or four runs in the last inning to win the game. And really, really good players, some good pitching from those teams. Like you said, we got East Webster, plays O'Bannon. And then, Class 1A, I mean, it's area against area. You got Hamilton at Pine Grove.
Every matchup is,
Hawke at West Union, Myrtle at Smithville, and TCPS and Vardaman play. That'll be a good series. So,
yeah.
Be interesting to see how far TCPS can go.
Yeah, because they've been making some deep runs the last few years and got some talent again this year, obviously. 3A looks – you got a lot of area matchups in 3A.
Yeah, Alcorn Central, and I apologize. I haven't been able to get out a lot this summer. I've been covering a lot of softball, a lot of track and field, a lot of tennis, even some golf. And so I've got David Wheeler, who's one of the guys that's helping us out this spring, helps us out quite a bit.
Yeah.
And he's been kind of our baseball guru.
Right.
I would be more of the softball guy. But anyway – I do know from just looking at the scores and things that Alcorn Central at North Pontotoc will be a really good series. And North Pontotoc's been solid. They're always solid.
Yep.
Hatley at Morville will be a good series. Morville's really, really strong this year.
They are.
I would pick Morville in that series. Nettleton plays at Water Valley. Nettleton's another good team that had a solid year. And South Pontotoc at Kossuth. And we all know about what Kossuth's
Kossuth, done. Yeah, you got the Wiltshire boys and and some other good players up there.
A lot of us are predicting a, and it would be a great series, Kossuth-Morville.
That would
but
be fun to watch.
Rule out any of these other teams right
no,
now.
No, certainly not. Certainly not. So, again, that gets underway Friday, best of three series. They go
Friday, Saturday, Monday.
Friday, Saturday, Monday. Go one place, back to the other, and back to the other if necessary. Goes that way. Kind of not a little different from softball. Speaking of softball, Gene. First round results. Again, you said you've been kind of the softball guru. Any surprises in the first round of note, or things kind of go as expected?
Yeah, they kind of went as expected. What's happened is you've had a lot of teams, as I look here at the paper and rattle it around, you had a lot of blowouts.
Yeah.
They played, a lot of teams played some weaker teams. over in the Delta and stuff. So now we're just starting to get into a lot of area versus area matchups and things. You know, like Hamilton slaughtered Ray Brooks. I mean, and Smith will beat this just the other
Hamilton's
night.
Always
we're
good.
In the second round.
Yeah, second round began Monday and Tuesday. Yeah,
boy, Smith will pour it on Faulkner. I saw a great tweet last night. It may have been from Kedrick Story, and it said Smith will softball doing Smith will softball things. Kind of surprised this Vardaman team that 1-0. You rarely see it, even though it's fast pitch and
yeah,
more control, but 1-0. Wow.
Yeah.
West Union's had a good program over the years, and so has Wheeler, but West Union handled Wheeler last night, beat him 13 runs. This Class 2A is going to be interesting. I saw East Union play the other night.
Yeah, you covered that game.
They've beaten Strayhorn, which is a school up in DeSoto County, and they
beat them 10-0 on
and
Monday.
Beat them 11-1 last night.
So they've clinched that series already.
And for their prize, they get to play defending 3-time state champion East Webster next Monday and Tuesday.
That'd be fun, East Union, East Webster.
But, you know, it's Josh Blythe, the coach at East Union, told me, he said, hey, you got to beat the best to be the best. So they're looking forward to that challenge of playing East Webster. And nothing against East Webster. They got a super strong pitcher, Bailey Springfield. But maybe their lineup's not quite as strong. She just makes the difference. And, you know, in fast pitch, a lot of times it's pitchers and catchers.
Oh, yeah.
That's your
that's the key, yeah. You got to have the pitching.
So I think that'll be a good series. I wouldn't be surprised if it went three games.
Sure.
And that'll be two good teams. And a good team's going to be left at home. Mantachie, another really good team, beat Eupora in first game of their series. That Mantachie club, really young. Christy Montgomery coaches them. Her daughter plays. She's an eighth grader, one of the best players on the team. And then she's got a seventh grader who pitches.
Wow.
And that Mantachie team has beaten East Union twice this
year.
So, and that's a good East Union team.
Yeah.
So, you know, Class 2A is going to be very competitive. And, of course, you go to 3A. This is our super category.
Oh, yeah.
You've got Morville. You've got Nettleton. You've got North Pontotoc's had a really great year. CeCe Austin, I believe is her name, coaches at North Pontotoc.
CeCe Austin is coaching now?
Yes.
Gosh, I'm old. I remember covering her when she was playing.
South, I believe.
Yeah, South Pontotoc.
And she's at North Pontotoc. Took over for Shane Montgomery a couple of years back. And she lost like 7 seniors. And they weren't expected to win maybe more than 10 games.
Wow.
And they're 17-6.
There you go.
So look for North Pontotoc. And North Pontotoc beat Kossuth. And Kossuth's girls are pretty good.
Yeah.
They've always had a strong program. Of course, South Pontotoc, you know, they're right there. So Class 3A, it's going to be a pretty good battle. And there's old Nettleton, always Morville's nemesis, no matter what.
They beat Boonville last night, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yep. And so you know, Morville's trying to get back to that championship game they played in it last year, lost to Philadelphia, and that's kind of been their goal.
Right.
Let's look. What have we got? 4A, Houston girls, good again. Carnth was having a good year. I saw where they lost to West Lauderdale. West Lauderdale's in this thing just about every year, and they're good.
Yeah.
So that doesn't surprise me. I don't know anything about Kosciuszko other than they beat Tisch County 7-0 last night. Did a story just the other day on Sawtilla's girls, and they've had a really good season.
Right.
And but they got beat by Lewisburg 6-0 last night. So they're going to have to battle and try. They're going to have to win too.
Yep.
And the same goes in 6A. Tupelo lost last night to South Haven.
Game you covered last night.
Yes, and it's a really good Tupelo club. They got a lot of young players, 2 young pitchers who are really good. Dana Ray, who's first year coach, who came from Nettleton. Said, you know, it's we knew coming into the series we had to win two, and we got to win two.
Still got to win two. Just can't lose another one now.
No, that's it. No room for Tupelo committed 5 errors last night. That's going to get you beat. And I'm going to tell you, South Haven, you know, they put the bat on the ball when they had runners on base.
Yeah.
And Tupelo had been doing that, and they didn't do it last night, and the errors didn't help at all either.
Okay. So they'll play again on
Thursday.
Yeah, they'll play two South Haven
if needed. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, 2 if needed at South Haven. So Tupelo trying to stay alive there in the softball playoffs. If they win, they go to the quarterfinals. Yeah. Correct.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. State quarterfinals.
Then the semifinals after that, and then the finals. So, yeah, still a long ways to go.
Yeah, and I don't know if we've said it on the show, but this year, you know, in years past, we've gone down to cover softball in Ridgeland.
Yeah.
And they played on 3 and 4 fields at the same time. And a lot of times we might have 3 games going on.
Oh, there'll be 2 of us there.
That's remember that. Nightmare. But anyway, this year they're going to play 1 game at a time.
Good.
One after, you know, so you get a little break and you can focus on that game. Now, it makes for a longer day, but especially with as many teams as we could have. But, you know, it puts all the focus at that site
right
on that game,
which it should,
and you warm up on the other fields.
Okay.
And they say the high school activity sent out a list of what you needed to do, and they say when you come to the game field, be prepared to play. You won't take no infield. If you're going to do that, do it on your warm-up field. So when you walk on that field, go ahead and line up, get ready for the national anthem.
Good. I like that. I like that format change. Okay, so softball playoffs are underway as well. Gene, it's that time of year, as we know, when a lot of stuff is happening. A lot of other sports are happening, spring sports. Track and field and tennis, you want to give quick updates on them? Where are we at on track and field season?
Track and field, we just completed regionals last week. So now you go to North State, and this is where you pare it down to 4.
Okay.
Top 4 go. Of course, you got 8 lanes, so 4 from the north, 4 from the south go to the state track meet.
Gotcha.
And I believe it's the same with your jumpers and field events people.
Sure.
Your top 4 pole vaulters and shot putters and discus throwers and stuff advance here. So this, everything else was setting it up. It's an elimination thing. You're eliminating in the district. The next group goes to the region. Now sure. You're at the north half. And all the North State meets are going on up in this area. I don't know where, probably, I think some of the 6A and maybe another class are at Madison Central. Mm-hmm. Oxford in the past has hosted some meets. You know, Pontotoc's hosted before. Bahia's got a really nice facility they've hosted.
Okay.
Potts Camp's got a nice. So I don't know who's hosting all the north halves. I will be at the state track meet.
Right.
And I'll skip the north half. So you better win if you want to get covered.
Still have state track meet at Pearl High School?
State track meet at Pearl. I imagine it'll always stay there. I know that High School Activities is looking to move things around. I could see them maybe. If somebody else has a really good facility and would like to host it, maybe them breaking it up and running 3 classes here and 3 classes somewhere else on the same day.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be good for us.
No, but, it's a good, I think it's a good facility down there.
It is. And it's probably one of the better ones, and it's set up for with bleachers and stuff.
Right.
For the crowd. And it's a track stadium.
Yeah.
It's not a football
field. Exactly.
It's a track stadium. Yeah. And it's a really nice facility. So,
tennis, what's going on with tennis?
Tennis. You're in, of course, most of the, you know, tennis now is you have team competition where you can move your players and things around, and you might play singles in one match and doubles in the next. They've already qualified 2 weeks ago. Most of the people did to go to state for individual things like boys doubles teams and girls singles and boys singles and mixed doubles teams played within their division, and the top 2 teams. When I say that, like Gene Phelps and Brad Locke playing singles, if we won or finish second, then we'll go to state and play for that individual championship. Now we're just in the team aspect.
Okay.
Tupelo High is waiting around. It's got this part kind of lags. Tupelo's already won. They've qualified to play in the state semifinals. They're waiting on a match that's going to be played Thursday that Madison Central's in that they should be favored to win.
Okay.
And then Tupelo and Madison Central won't play till next week. And the state tennis tournament, I believe is, I can't remember. It's like the second week in May or something. So there's a lot of lull.
Yeah. I gotcha.
And there, I think it starts the 9th. That's what we're down to. And we've got a lot of teams still in that hunt. You know, Oxford's won so many championships. I can't keep up with them, like 7 or 8. New Albany's team is still in the hunt, and they've won like 4 consecutive state championships. New Albany has a team. You got Morville and South Pontotoc are still alive in Class 3A. TCPS is going to have to play East Webster, and East Webster's won the last 2 state championships. They've kind of been a nemesis for TCPS.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how that one turns out. Like I said, we've got Tupelo High and probably Madison Central next week. I'm not sure where the match is going to be.
Okay, so it is May 9th through 11th. You're right.
Is the state
right
that again? Test my memory. State track meet is the 6th and 7th of May.
Yeah, and let me see here. State tennis, yeah, 1 through 4A, Oxford Tennis Center, 5, 6A, Parr and Bridges in Jackson.
Right. I was going to bring that up. I thought we did earlier, and that's a good reminder that state tennis is going to be in Oxford.
That's cool.
Four classes.
Good deal.
Actually, it's three. They combine 1A and 2A.
Okay.
So it's kind of like your 1A, 2A state champ.
Gotcha. Okay. Good deal.
Just because of the lack of players.
Right. Okay. All right. Now let's move on, Gene, to athletes of the week.
All
right. Who we got? We got a female and male athlete that we do every week, recognizing their accomplishments.
And I always throw the name in before it comes time. Bailey Springfield, the pitcher at East Webster.
Ah, yes.
They're undefeated. Bailey pitched a three hitter in a playoff game the other day, and they beat Walnut. And she's just really solid. You know, I had somebody tell me, you know, she's the reason they're undefeated.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. She's and fast really, pitch, the pitcher yeah, usually yeah. is the biggest.
I don't know
reason.
If people remember Bailey was the point guard on that state championship basketball team last year.
Yeah, yeah.
Really tough nut. The guy says she looks like Barbie and plays like a barbarian or something. You know? The coach.
Nice. Male athlete of the week.
Pick two, Drew Pitney, a sophomore pitcher from Walnut, pitched a four hitter and a 1-0 win in a class 2A playoffs last week.
Wow.
Really good performance. I think he struck out two like I said, just gave up four hits. I don't think he walked but a couple. Just a really solid performance reading about him. In a game I covered, I had a senior, Logan Nobles, for Ingomar.
Okay.
Singled in the game-winning run. And nice. There's always pressure when you get up there and you got a chance to win the game, and he came through.
Yeah.
He said, I was trying to hit it to the gap, but he was happy with the soft liner to center field.
There you go.
Did the same amount of damage. Got the runner home.
There you go.
So Logan Nobles.
Good deal. Athletes of the week. There you go. That's it for this show, everybody. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Again, it's a webcast and a podcast, so you can watch the replay if you missed any of it at djournal.com or just listen on iTunes, your podcast app, or preprally.djournal.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at djournalpreps. A reminder of the other two podcasts we produce here. We've got a new episode of Double Coverage coming tomorrow, Thursday. Paris Alford and Logan Lowry. Talking Ole Miss and Mississippi State sports. Paris, by the way, is in Chicago for the NFL draft, so I'm sure he'll have some updates of what's going on up there with three Ole Miss Rebels possibly going in the first round, along with an MSU Bulldog, Chris Jones, who could also go in the first round. So listen for that coming on Thursday. And, of course, the memo with myself and W. Derek Russell. You can listen to that 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So a new episode coming today. Listen on iTunes, your podcast app, or at memo.djournal.com. And again, that's it. So thank you all for tuning in.
Maybe Paris will ship us a pizza.
Chicago deep dish pizza. That sounds really good.
Come through, Paris.
I'm hungry. Bring me pizza home, Paris. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you next week.